Recently, I've been going down the rabbit hole of reading every one of Andrew Chen's newsletters, and today I came across one called Growth Hacker is the New VP of Marketing. I thought it was really fascinating, and I wanted to tailor it towards mobile apps. So today in this episode, I'm going to be breaking down how you should be growth hacking as a mobile app founder. First, let's start off by defining what growth hacking is. Growth hacking essentially combines marketing, coding, analytics, and other skill sets in order to create strategies to grow a mobile app's user base quickly and efficiently. So if you want to be able to scale, you need to growth hack. And in order to growth hack, you need to have all these different skill sets or have somebody on your team that can do these things. So the core skill sets of a growth hacker, like I mentioned, are going to be in two different areas. One is marketing, which is what we talk about a lot here on this podcast. And the second thing is technical. You need to have technical skills as well as marketing skills in order to really growth hack a product. And so this involves knowing A/B testing, doing SEO, content marketing, email deliverability, and proficiency in coding in order to implement growth tactics directly within your app. Now, Andrew Chen breaks down the fact that the new VPs of marketing are growth hackers, which means that they have the skill sets to do marketing, but they also have the skill sets to do technical things. And so if you're looking for someone who's really good and can really provide a lot of value for you in the marketing side of things, it's always helpful to have someone who can also provide value, not only just in marketing, but also in other areas of your app. So this includes, like I mentioned, doing SEO or ASO potentially. It can include doing content marketing. It can include understanding the analytics and the behind the scenes of what's actually going on and user retention and all these different metrics that really do make a difference for your app. So Chen also describes that there is should definitely be an emphasis on virality. So especially when you're in the pre-market fit stage, you want to be able to embrace this virality and put it into your product from the start. Because if you're not embracing virality and if you're not embedding it into your product, chances are no one's going to check your product out or they're not going to actually use it. And once you actually do have that post-market fit, the focus should shift to amplifying what works in order to accelerate that growth. And so that's one big key point here is that even if you are pre-market right now and you haven't really found out who your market is, or maybe you haven't even launched yet, you want to be able to find out how can you embed virality into your product. And this is where marketing comes in, because you can be marketing even before you release your app. You can be building a waitlist. You can be creating organic content, all of which you should be doing even if you haven't launched your app yet. And this way you can build a story and narrative around your app and actually determine what gets people going and why they enjoy your app and how you can change your product as things go along. And so this is super helpful, which brings me to my next point, which is going to be the role of data in order to actually scale your app. So when you bring on a growth hacker or a growth hacking team, you want to make sure that they rely heavily on quantitative measurement, which means that they need to be tracking things, they need to be assessing scenarios, they need to be doing database inquiries, and they need to be able to make informed decisions by all of these metrics. And so tracking, analyzing, and acting on app data is super fundamental. Whenever you bring on someone that comes into your app and can really help you out, you need to be able to make sure that they're tracking things. You want to make sure that they're helping you not only just get a bunch of views on your videos, but also tracking where those views are coming from, understanding the audience that's watching your videos, and then using that data to further make your product better or further make your marketing better. And so the reason that I keep highlighting this is because there is a massive blend between marketing and technical knowledge or just user retention in general, because it's not just all about promoting your product all the time. It's also about using that data in order to make your product better. And so if you want to bring on the best marketing team, if you want to bring on someone who can really change your marketing strategy, make sure that that team, that agency, that company, that person also has the skill sets required to help you in all these other areas. Because the more they can integrate with your product, the more they can understand beyond just the marketing, the better your product is going to be in the future and the more successful it's going to be. Which brings me to my next point, which is integrating with big platforms. So you want to definitely be leveraging platforms such as Facebook and Apple in order to really tap into their massive audiences. And if you want to do this really well, you want to make sure that the app actually functions well. You want to make sure the product is good, but you also want to make sure that your marketing is good. And in order to do this, you need to be able to be testing tons of ads. You want to be able to test and see what's going on in the market. You want to see what your competitors are doing. There's a lot of different things that you should be doing if you want to really integrate. And so the key is really creating a product that integrates well with these platforms, essentially making the app market itself. Now, next, when it comes to marketing teams, Andrew basically breaks this down by talking about how the traditional marketing team structure is evolving. So nowadays, what's happening is that growth hackers are leading teams of engineers to focus on technical and product-driven growth rather than just doing creative campaigns. And this is really interesting because growth hackers understand the technical side. They know what's going on. And so people that come in with this growth hacking skill know that they need to benefit for the marketing, but they also know that they need to benefit for the technical because essentially both of them do go hand in hand. You really don't want to be doing this, which is basically just like having two different sides of the business, which is the marketing side and the technical side, and then having them completely disconnected. That's the last thing you want to do as an app. Instead, what you should be focusing on is trying to combine your marketing efforts with the product and the technical side of things. And so if you really want to do this well, you can bring on people that understand just marketing, but you should also have a combination of people who can understand the other parts of your business. And so for an app specifically, one big thing I will say is if you're hiring an agency or if you're trying to bring someone on, try to see how many diverse skill sets they have or how many people they have within diverse skill sets. So if you're bringing on someone and they only have knowledge with TikTok or they only have knowledge with Facebook or they only have knowledge with creating content, chances are it might not be the best fit because you're not going to get the full range of things. Instead, what you want to do is see if they have knowledge with Facebook, they have knowledge with TikTok, they have knowledge with content. They also, however, have knowledge with analytics, they have knowledge with user retention, they have knowledge with ASO, they have knowledge with all of these other areas that are so crucial for your app's success. Because I doubt that you want to hire 50 different people for just helping with all different parts of your business. Rather, you want to find this growth hacker or this growth hacking team or agency that has all these business parts covered that can come into your business and really help you out in all areas so they all blend well together. And I would really give it bonus points if you can have a team come in and just have all these different skill sets and that team works together well already. And this is really where I would really encourage coaching at this point, because I think if you find a good coaching program that can help you with all areas of your app and not just one singular area, that's really going to be helpful for you because now you have all these bright minds who have done different things and you're just piecing it together. They all come in and you have all these other areas of your business that are being worked on. And so you'll really be able to combine them all together and create massive success for your app. And here is where Andrew Chen talks about a case study, which is Airbnb. And so Airbnb basically had this Craigslist integration, which showed a growth hacking success story. So basically, Airbnb integrated their listings into Craigslist without an official API, and they tapped into Craigslist's vast user base. And this really drove a ton of growth for them. And so in order to do something like this, you obviously need a lot of technical insight, but you also need a lot of creative in order to do the marketing, in order to really demonstrate the essence of growth hacking. And so Airbnb did this really successfully because they had both of these things, which was the technical knowledge, but also the creative approach in order to really put this campaign together. And so in this way, Andrew broke down, you know, a really successful app that has done it amazingly well. And in the same way, you may have ideas that should work well, but if you really want to carry them out well, you need to be able to demonstrate this marketing prowess, but also the technical side of things as well. So I leave it here almost. I'm about to wrap it up here, but the last thing I'm going to say is with this new age of marketing, marketing has really transformed. It was usually just a non-technical thing. It was centered around people and just having, you know, that one marketing channel that's going to help you out. But now it's really, really changing, especially for apps. And so the most effective channels for app distribution now are going to be a bunch of different things. It's really just integrating with other platforms with technical means and then also doing that creative side of things and integrating with traditional marketing that was going on in the past. And so if you want to be able to keep up with these new apps that are really doing a lot of big things and becoming successful, you need to have all these areas covered. So don't just focus on one thing in marketing. Focus on how you can blend marketing with technical, how you can blend technical with marketing. And so last thing here, guys, is a summary for what you can take away from this episode. And so if you're a mobile app developer, a marketer, or a founder, then here are the main takeaways. One, you want to build technical capabilities within your marketing teams. So this really means you want to have your marketing teams understand the analytics, the user retention, other things beyond just purely marketing. You want to have them focus on data-driven strategies for user acquisition and being able to retain them, because it's not just about promotion. It's also about how can you keep them. And one of the other newsletters that Andrew Chen put out was that 80% of users leave mobile apps after a certain period of time. And this is because retention is just so bad across all of these mobile apps. They just focus on getting a ton of downloads. They focus on getting a ton of people, and then people slowly start leaving. So focus on data-driven strategies for user acquisition and focus on how to use that data for retention as well. You also want to be making sure to leverage virality and network effects by other platforms. So use TikTok, use Twitter, use LinkedIn, use Instagram, use Facebook, use all these platforms. My best recommendation is to use short form platforms as much as possible because they require the least effort to put in and the most output that you're going to get out of it. And finally, you want to continuously experiment, right? You want to try new methods with growth hacking. You want to measure their impact. You want to see how it works. And you want to continuously keep getting better. This will mean that you're going to have to invest into certain resources for your team, either getting them training, either giving them resources, or maybe even hiring out somebody to help you with these things, such as a coaching program. So that's kind of what I leave you with. You will be having to test out and see how it goes, but I would just kind of keep this in mind. So whenever you do hire people, whenever you do reach out to a program or an agency or a company, try to think about this. Do they have the marketing, but do they also have the user retention? Do they also have all these other areas which are going to be helpful for your mobile app? And if they do, then chances are you're betting on a good company. So that's all I got for today's episode, guys. If this was helpful, I will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.